From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Jake Lewis is a Lancaster-based singer-songwriter who, along with his band The Clergy, have been making some big waves in the regional music scene. Originally from Gettysburg, but living in Oklahoma, Jake moved to Lancaster during the summer of 2012, and within 6 months put together a stellar band of Lancaster musicians. By the end of 2013, the band recorded and released their first full-length album called Gossip.
And we were ready for an album. Especially, I just wanted something that really represented the band that we had, because I had nothing up to that point that really accurately represented what we had done.
Coming up, it's Jake Lewis and Anthony Harnish from Jake Lewis and the Clergy talking about their new album, Gossip. And it's time for Shaunima Cinema. Today we welcome Shauna Stoltzfus back to the program for a look at what's going on the Lancaster film scene. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. There are a couple great shows coming up this weekend at Telus 360. Friday night, for your Valentine's Day pleasure, Aerosmith is back. That's Aerosmith, not Aerosmith, but this time paying tribute to the Police. Aerosmith is an all-star band featuring Chris Moe on vocals, Steve Davis on guitar, Mike Bitts on bass, and Tommy Lianza on the drums. In the wake of their debut performance covering Aerosmith, this time the band is paying tribute to the Police. That's Friday night, February 14th at 9 p.m. Then on Saturday, February 15th at 9 p.m., the Secondhand Suits return to Telus 360 with their unique blend of gypsy jazz, folk rock, and blues. Both shows are only $5. Telus 360 is at 24 East King Street in Lancaster. You can find out more at telus360.com. And on Sunday, February 16th, Tri-State Indie celebrates the third annual Tri-State Indie Music Awards at World Cafe Live in Philly. Tri-State Indie is an online independent music publication based in Philadelphia, but with roots right here in Lancaster. Each year, Tri-State gathers nominations from dozens of regional music industry insiders for bands and venues across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Then they throw a huge party at World Cafe Live to present the awards and showcase some of the best live music this side of the Mississippi. Tickets and more information can be found at tristateindie.com. I will see you at the third annual Tri-State Indie Music Awards. It's time once again for Shaunima Cinema, our monthly visit with Shauna Stoltzfus talking about film projects and screenings happening right here in Lancaster. Shauna is a writer, actor, filmmaker, journalist, and the creator of the 2013 Lancaster-based comedy series, Young Lancaster. It's Shaunima Cinema on Around the Wood Stove. Shauna, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
We're in the dead of winter.
It's cold pretty much always.
It's a good time to go out and see movies in Lancaster.
That's true. Good point. Support your local theaters.
So what do you have for us this month?
Okay, well, I wanted to bring you an update on Ushers, which is a film I talked about last month. It's a indie feature film that is in pre-production, and it's directed by a local guy, Kyle Martin. This is his first feature-length project, although he's done quite a bit, and he's been to film school and all of that. He's awesome. The film is loosely based on his own personal experiences being a movie theater usher at Penn Cinema.
Right on.
The movie's called Ushers, and it's about movie theater ushers. And anyway, they're in pre-production. I just talked to him lately, and he told me that they are currently casting, which is really exciting. And he even said that I could tell you all that if you want to be considered for a role, you're welcome to email them. And their email is ushersfilm@gmail.com.
Easy enough.
And you can send a headshot and resume there. And they're in the very early stages, so they're sort of just looking for anybody. Most of the roles are like the 18 to 25 range. As far as age, but they'll be looking for everybody for little roles and extra roles and all of that. So you're welcome to submit, which is pretty cool.
Any idea when they'll be actually filming?
They're hoping for June.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're still really early, so it could be pushed back, but they're hoping for June.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see that movie. And then I wanted to talk about a few cool things that are happening over at Zootropolis.
Excellent.
One is a film called Filmage, and it's it's actually a music documentary about the band Descendants. And there's interviews in it with like Bad Religion and Foo Fighters and Minutemen, and it's just a really cool film. And it's been all over the country at festivals. It's screened in Europe, and now it's coming to Lancaster because Michael Huber, who runs Rumspringa Film Fest, it was sort of a pet project of his that he really wanted this movie to screen in Lancaster, so he brought it here, and it's gonna screen at Zotropolis February 22nd and 23rd.
Awesome.
That's a Saturday and Sunday. And it's all ages. It's $10. It's they're gonna have live music on Saturday to sort of fill out the experience. And it just sounds like a really cool documentary. So the kind of thing you should mark your calendar for. What else are they doing? They're gonna show the Oscar-nominated short films, which I believe they did last year.
Yeah, that's the thing they do.
Really, really cool thing that they do. And it's free. It's just a really, they're going to do it multiple times starting February 19th.
Okay.
And as we speak, the nominations have not yet come out, but by the time this is on the air, they will have. And so they're going to have more details once the nominations come out. But it's really cool. I'm kind of an Oscar nerd. I'm way too old for it. It's like super superficial and silly, but I'm a huge Oscar nerd. So I'm excited to go to that because I like to have, you know, it's like fantasy football for me. I like to have it all worked out. I like to know who I'm rooting for. I like to mark my tallies when I get them right. I love it. So I'm really excited to go to that and figure out who I should be rooting for because I haven't seen any of the shorts that are nominated. So
you are on to something with that whole fantasy movie picks.
Oh my goodness. I am like on, I love it.
You should market that. You should create that.
I should market that. It should be a nationwide, you know, craze. It's really bad. I really do make like a spreadsheet and rank them.
That's great.
And it's really disgusting. And I really try to see like everything every year, which I often don't because sometimes it's just impossible for one reason or another to see them all. But but I really try to see everything and have my predictions all set up. And it's very silly. Like it's a little bit embarrassing. I probably shouldn't, you know, be talking about it into a microphone. But whatever. I'm loud and proud. Whatever. It's happening. It's happening. It's out there now. Can't take it back. Okay, so another thing they're doing as Zotropolis is they're going to do a kickoff for Rumspringa Film Fest March 7th because that's when call for entries starts.
Awesome.
So if you're a local short filmmaker, you should definitely be involved in Rumspringa Film Fest. It's a really, really cool event. And they're going to start accepting entries March 7th. And I believe you can submit like through till June, but they're going to start accepting entries March 7th. So.
And the festival itself is the fall, right?
Yeah, it's November. They screen them in November, and there's lots of cool awards. And it's international, so you sort of we see films from all over the world, but there's like local divisions for awards mm-hmm. and things like that. And it's just really awesome. Tons of people come out, and it's 2 days long, I think, and at the Ware Center, and it's awesome. I went this past year and the year before, and both times I saw things that were really inspiring and also just really stinking cool. And
well, we'll have to do a feature on that right before the festival. Like,
yeah, that sounds good.
To get Michael in here and
yeah,
you know, really really talk it up this year on this program.
Yeah,
To help out. So that's great.
Yeah, Michael's doing a lot of cool things around town for film. I mean, he's bringing Filmage to town. He's always sort of trying to do new cool things. I heard he's trying to start up some kind of film collective, which if that materializes, I'll be talking about that too. But I'm rooting for that guy. He's doing cool things.
How is the scene here as a filmmaker? Like just generally, is it good?
I think it is. I think it's, I mean, you know, there's always room for improvement for sure. And I think it's, I mean, I've only been in Lancaster full time now for a year, so I'm probably not the best person to speak on it as far as like how it's evolved over the years. But just in the past year that I've been here, I feel like it's grown and it's blossoming, and people are connecting more than ever. I mean, I think it's easy for an indie film scene to be sort of disconnected because everyone's sort of making their own short film that only requires 10 people or whatever. So it's sort of easy to have your own little group and stick to that. But it feels like people are really melding together and rooting for each other. And that's a really cool thing when that starts happening. And maybe that's been happening forever, but I've only been here for a year, so it feels like it's happening more and more all the time. And there's definitely a lot of projects here. You might have to dig for them a little bit, but they're definitely here. And there's definitely really talented filmmakers here.
Cool. Well, we'll see if we can help bring those up to the surface.
Yeah, you're here.
Thanks so much, and we'll see you next month.
All right. Thank you.
Find out more about Shauna's latest project, Young Lancaster, on the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/younglancaster. Shauna will be back next month with another look at the Lancaster film scene.
Lancaster Roots and Blues, a festival of music, happens February 21 and 22. Get tickets now for this inaugural event at lancasterrootsandblues.com. Don't miss this first year. Live music is better.
I've been buried and I've been dug up. I fell in love, but then we broke up. And just when I started wondering which way the wind was blowing, I never saw it coming. I swam the river and I walked the bottom. I thought that you would solve all my problems. Wherever the hell I'm going, there ain't no way of knowing. My wheels are always turning. There's a sound going round. Hear it from deep underground. If you're not happy where you are, you'll never be happy at all.
Jake Lewis is a singer-songwriter who, like many of his colleagues, loved to play music as much as possible. He's a Lancaster transplant who moved to this city only about a year and a half ago, but has already become a huge part of the Lancaster music scene, along with his all-star band, The Clergy. Jake is joined by drummer and vocalist Katie Seifarth, bassist Josh Gibble, keyboardist Anthony Harnish, and Taylor Brandt on violin to round things out. Welcome back to the program, Jake. And from The Clergy, welcome to you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
It's great to have you back. It's been a while.
It has been.
And so many things have happened. I want to talk first about this new album you have out called Gossip. Mm-hmm. This is a 14-track full-length album that you guys released late last year, late 2013. Mm-hmm. And first off, I've heard bits of the story of where and how you recorded it, okay. But I don't have the full story. So I'd really like to hear about the marathon, I'll call it, of recording this record. Tell me about it.
Yeah. I guess it was July. Was it July? Yeah. We had, at the time, it was just me, Kate, and Josh. And we were itching to, like, you know, put out an album, something that, I mean, we had been writing and doing a lot of songs since January, and we were ready for an album. I just wanted something that really represented the band that we had, because I had nothing up to that point that really accurately represented what we had done.
Right.
And so that's when we started rehearsing with Anthony, because we knew we needed some layers and textures and stuff for the album. And what it basically came down to is, leading up to July, it was really hard to find time between, like, the shows that we had booked and summer vacations and all that, and everyone's other schedules to record. So we were able to knock out 3 days to record, and so we knew right away, well, it's got to be a live album, because there's no way we're going to, like, track 14.
So you had 3 days specifically carved out?
3 days, yeah, carved out. It was a Thursday late night till Sunday.
Okay.
Till Sunday.
Bands don't do that so much, you know what I mean? You hear about bands taking a year, taking, like, 6 months, a year, like, going back and going back and going back. And, I mean, this harkens back to the old days when I remember you'd rent a studio. Uh-huh. And it was so expensive that you'd say, well, you know, and you'd get your friend who's the engineer, the part-time engineer who would go in on the weekends and be like, only got, you know, $2,000. Can we come in and do this over the weekend? And you would just, like, slam it through. But people these days there seems to be more of the whole, we're going to track it, we're going to take our time. So it was really cool to hear.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like, put in a lot more. Yeah, they just put in a lot more work in pre-production and money. And
absolutely.
I mean, we really did everything not by the book for this, you know? Like, we didn't want to do a crowdfunding, Kickstarter or anything like that for this. Why not? Well, I had done it for my first record, you know, so what it really came down to is I didn't want to do that again. Like, I felt like Kickstarter did get me started, and And a year and not even, it was just a year later that I was, you know, that I wanted to record again. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kickstarter is great because you are getting something for your money. It's not like I'm all about Kickstarter. It's just something I didn't want. I wanted to just be able to hand something out there. You know, it's like kind of more like a surprise.
Well, plus you're kind of going back to the well after 12 months. You're going back to the same, your friends and your family and your fan base. You got some new fans, I'm sure, along the way.
Yeah,
but
still,
that's a little, I don't blame you.
Yeah. But, man, so we had 3 days.
It sounded like you were having a blast. I mean, like,
we did.
Particularly the gang vocals at the end of Happier Now, just it just makes you smile.
Yeah, that was great. Josh got his mom to come in and sing some background vocals.
yeah.
Which is, I mean, I've known her, the family, for years, 20 years or something. And it's, I just never would have imagined, they're great people, but would have never imagined them being on a background vocal for a band.
You sang on that track.
Sang on it too, yeah.
Is that the only thing? No, you sang also on Only Now.
There's an O part I sang on also.
Yeah. Nice job.
Thank you.
Where exactly did the recording happen?
It happened in, our bassist Josh, his folks have a cabin out in the outskirts of Lititz, and we have a little rehearsal space there that we use, and that's where we recorded it all. So it was in our own practice space that we recorded.
So did you do this, did you track it yourself?
We had our good friend Dan Gallagher. He's like, man, I just tweeted a photo of him today. He was working on my guitar. And but he's like, I mean, he's the everything guy for us. He recorded our album. He drives our tour van on like long tours. You know, he does all my guitar work. He works for a guitar shop out in Gettysburg, and he's just like the champion of our band, man. He's awesome. But yeah, so he did all the tracking.
That's great. Mm-hmm. One thing that was interesting about this record versus your previous recordings that I've heard is, I mean, it's a new band, but having Kate actually taking a lot of the lead vocals.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did you start to work that in? Like, are the songs that she sings on older songs that you said, hey, I'd like you to sing this part? Mm-hmm. Or were you writing new songs and writing them with her in mind or with her specifically?
Yeah. Well, when I first met Kate, like we met and then the next time we got together was to play music. And I knew as soon as I heard her voice that like this was a voice I had been looking for. You know, I love her voice and what she brings to our band. But I've always, I guess, since I started writing, have been every now and then a song pops up that I just know instinctively, like that this is a duo.
Yeah.
You know, and I haven't ever sat down to write a song specifically for Kate or, you know, it just kind of comes out that way and I just write it, you know, as much as I can. And so she does sing some of the, like I had written some songs pre-Kate that she does sing duo with me.
Okay.
Back when I was, before pre-Kate, I had Macy Kay singing with me. And we just recently did a show together as well. So, a lot of the stuff with Kate, it just kind of comes out, you know.
Let's take a listen to one of those songs. I think this is a standout track. It's certainly a crowd pleaser when you see the band live. This is a song called Run Around from Jake Lewis and the Clergy. It's Around the Wood Stove. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program
and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Now back to the conversation with Jake Lewis and Anthony Harnish from Jake Lewis and the Clergy on Around the Wood Stove. I want to talk about the live show a little bit because I really feel like that live is what's driving this recent surge in popularity. And the reason I say surge in popularity is because just recently you were playing Dipco, Lancaster Dispensing Company, one of the best, coolest pubs in Lancaster where they really showcase and want to showcase original live music. So anyway, we came down that night, nasty, cold, rainy night, really didn't feel like being outside or leaving my house, but I said to my wife, hey, Jake Lewis is playing at Dipco, you want to go down and catch a set? She said, yeah. We came down, kind of slushed through the crap that was out there. You know, it was like this slushy, wintry mix or whatever.
Yeah.
Got to the bar and couldn't get in. Packed to capacity, which is fantastic. And yeah, I know that this band has not been together that long. You have not been in Lancaster that long. Mm-hmm. And I've seen you at Dipco before. And every time I see you, the crowds are bigger. The room has more energy. And so I really feel like that Lancaster is loving this band right now.
That's great.
So I'd like to focus a little bit on that live show and take me through the transition from Jake Lewis traveling the I-95 corridor solo to Jake Lewis and the Clergy today. Like, yeah. It's a pretty recent thing, right?
It is. I mean, it all came together. Our first show was actually at Dipco on January 5th. So we played, 2013.
Right,
so
right.
It's been a year. It's been 1 year, and man, a lot has changed. Until we recorded the record, it was just a trio with bass, drums, and me, Kate, Josh, and me. And then Anthony came on for the record, and so he started practicing with us in June. Taylor came on literally during the record to put in some strings. And then since the record, we've been the five piece ever since, with the occasional, you know, show where it's a trio. Like, we've had one trio show in the last 6 months.
Wow. And
other than that, it's been all full band gigs or like some special things here and there. But I mean, yeah. So it's been very, very fast. But it also feels the momentum, I don't know, doesn't feel like it's really slowing down for me.
No. I don't believe so.
Yeah. Because we're constantly writing and we practicing every week. And
let me ask you that. How does the live show going from one to three to five piece change the way you write? Because you're playing different venues. Like, you're not playing, you can't be playing the same little tiny coffee houses that you were playing when you were solo. So how does that change your writing? How does that change your approach?
Yeah.
It hasn't.
It hasn't. Like, writing for me has always been changing. I'm not writing the same stuff I was a year ago, but it all feels right, you know, and natural. And that's how the band has really felt.
I even feel some of the songs on the album are pretty full, with organ and, you know, five-piece band basically. And we've played a few shows that have been stripped down, and that honestly, that's been a lot of fun. I mean, playing both electric and stripped down with just like harmonium instead of a full keyboard.
Yeah.
We did that at once in Philly and things like that. That's been a lot of fun, just kind of seeing how it's going to turn out.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
At the same, it's been refreshing. It stretches you.
Yeah. Like that show in Philly he's talking about, we played an all acoustic set at the North Star Bar and we didn't have a practice for it. Like, we got asked to come play, and so we immediately, okay, let's bust out the upright bass, which we haven't done since the album. Anthony, you're just, all you can bring is your harmonium. It's the only thing that you can't plug in, you know? And we played drums and acoustic guitar and no microphones, and it was...
Wow.
I loved it.
Yeah, and it was an amazing experience.
That's a cool thing.
I think where it's come for us, though, like, with the five people that we have... we all feel a connection. So I think it has to be that we feel a connection to the music because in different situations, we all find a way to really hit that spot that we know and love, you know, like that emotional spot with the song that we know and love. And
You know, I talked about in Lancaster specifically watching the, you know, the crowds get bigger and the rooms have more energy. Are you seeing that elsewhere? Because I know you've been traveling for a while and hitting these northeastern cities. Are you seeing this a similar thing in these other towns?
Yes, but it's kind of different. Like, I feel like that's more just lucky, like that we've been getting lucky with some gigs that we've been getting booked on. Like, because it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. Like, I tour regularly, like, which is a crazy thing, because a year ago I wasn't touring regularly. I had occasional trips to New York, you know, very, very sporadic and occasional. But in the last year, I mean, just looking back at the calendar, I realized, man, we've gone down deep south twice. We've gone up to Boston, like tours up to Massachusetts and back three times. And regardless of that, like, I've taken many just weekend trips to New York and Philly and, you know, D.C. and Baltimore. Like, we get around. But whereas, like, a year ago, I was booking shows blindly and not...
Just take what you can get.
Which, not to say, like, we still don't, like, when we're on tour, sometimes, like, we have a night off and we just look for any place to play. You know, like, we still do that, as, like, any band that wants to make it would. But like, this last tour, we got really lucky with some awesome gigs. It felt like great full rooms and attentive audiences.
I'd say the networking is great also. Like, we played a few shows in Philly with musicians from Philly and New York, so we played in New York and they showed up and supported us and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that's been really encouraging also.
So that is that increase then.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. And there are enough bands out there that people don't have to choose to come and see you play.
Right,
right, right. And, you know, you make friends on the road. Yeah. Like, we've made many friends in New York. Like, last time we played in Brooklyn, we had one of our friend guitar players come on and play with us,
nice.
You know, for the show. And we've had friends from New York come down and play in Lancaster with us. And so you just make friendships, and that really helps. But
I got to tell you, probably the favorite show of mine was just recently back in, I guess it was back in December at Chestnut Hill Cafe. Mm-hmm. It was a snowy day, and I was actually supposed to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to come catch the last half of the show. And it got canceled because it was like
a blizzard.
Yeah, it was like a 5-6 inch snowstorm, but it all kind of hit right in the middle of the day. And I came down and just the vibe of the place, it was packed. The snow's falling, picturesque, you know, the Lancaster city streets kind of thing. And you guys just really played a wonderful show.
Oh, that was a fun one for me.
Definitely,
man.
One of my favorite rooms to see you play in is Chestnut Hill Camp.
And, you know, we probably won't ever do that again. I don't know if we will. Like, even that day, I was... Leading up to that show, we had just gotten back from tour, and Kate and I were getting ready to go back out again the following weekend.
Is that right?
And so it was like, oh, we have this one Sunday afternoon where it's a tiny coffee shop. Like, it's tiny.
Yeah, it's like 25 people, and it's you're crawling over people.
And we're a five-piece with a lot of equipment, and... Oh, I was just, you know, and there's espresso machines, grinding beans. It's not always the most, like, pleasant.
Right.
You know, but, and the snow out there, I mean, it was crazy. Like,
it was beautiful.
It was amazing. And the fact that it was, like, still full, like, the people that came out to that show that day just made it, like, so intimate, so perfect. I didn't want to stop playing. Like, I just wanted to keep going. It was awesome.
It was a great show, and I hope you do get in there at some point again. Because I saw you there as a trio as well.
Right, right.
Which was another one of my favorite Jake Lewis shows. It's just there's something about that room and you guys. So hopefully I'll get to see you there again. Let's check out another track from the record Gossip. This album came out at the very end of 2013, mm-hmm. and this is a song called "I Am Yours." It's Jake Lewis and the Clergy on Around the Wood Stove.
We've seen times of trouble. We've had our shares of pain. I know by the way I see the blood run through your veins. We've set the record for biggest mistakes. We'll raise the ladder however high it takes. It seems that something's on your mind.
You better believe it.
I wish that you would somehow leave all behind. Maybe I should have told
better late than never.
But if there's one thing I swear, you can be sure.
At the Wood Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. I'm talking with Jake Lewis and Anthony Harnish from Jake Lewis and the Clergy on Around the Wood Stove. So we're in the beginnings of a new year, 2014. What do you have in store for Jake Lewis and the Clergy coming up this year?
Well, next month we have a tour. We have a tour coming up. We're going down as far down as Atlanta and back. That's like the next...
How long is a tour like that when you go out, when you do those runs down?
This one is going to be only about 10 days.
Okay, that's pretty good though.
Yeah, and we book every... You know, like we have a show... on the Blue Plate special in the afternoon in Knoxville, and then a gig in the evening. So we do some stuff like that with like multiple things a day. Nashville and all that. And so that tour, I'm looking forward to that.
Are you planning on recording again this year, or are you kind of...
Man.
Yeah? There's a twinkle in your eye.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to start recording. Like, if everything was lined up perfectly, you know, I'd start right now. We've got a good bit of new songs in the works that we've been kind of pocketing, not playing out, you know, that were some gems that we're pretty excited about. But
good. So it's just play as much as you can, maybe get back in the studio this year?
I'm pretty confident that we'll be in the studio this year. It's hard not to record when you're sitting on songs, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, recording for sure. Like, hopefully that'll be something we get into. I can't say for positive, but we've got some festivals coming up with the Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival that I'm pretty excited about here in Lancaster, and Millennium in Harrisburg, and yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds great. I'm always looking forward to seeing you guys play, and I know that as you hit the road more, like most bands, you're going to play less and less in town, which makes it even more special. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep an eye out. We'll definitely keep everybody who checks out the podcast posted on when Jake Lewis and the Clergy are playing right here in town. I'm going to play one more song from the album Gossip. This is my favorite song from the record, and it's definitely the song that first really caught my attention live. This song is called Out of Here by Jake Lewis and the Clergy on Around the Wood Stove.
Good night. Good night, love of mine. Lift your heart and leave your mind behind. Fall.
Jake Lewis, Anthony Harnish, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to come down and talk about this new record, Gossip. I link up on the show post. You can find out all about how to connect with Jake Lewis. JakeLewis.net, is that right? Facebook, Twitter, all the usual places. And if you're in Lancaster, or if you're anywhere on those routes of those tours, do yourself a favor and get out and see Jake Lewis and the Clergy when they're in your area. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You can find out more about today's program by visiting the show post at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced by the Wood Stove House and Triforce Studios in Lancaster, PA. Check out Triforce online at triforceproaudio.com and find us online at woodstovehouse.com.